This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged the European Union Thursday to look seriously at UK proposals to overhaul their post-Brexit trade deal for Northern Ireland, but met immediate resistance in Brussels. Johnson told European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a phone call the so-called Northern Ireland Protocol was unsustainable and required significant changes. In a 28-page paper published Wednesday, Johnson's government demanded the EU renegotiate the protocol for Northern Ireland after rioting and business disruption has plagued the province. But in a tweet released around the same time, von der Leyen said she had made clear the bloc's opposition to reworking the pact, which came into effect earlier this year. Kidnappers who abducted 121 students from a local school in volatile northwest Nigeria this month have freed three of their victims, police said Thursday. Heavily armed gangs, known locally as bandits, have long plagued northwest and central Nigeria by looting, stealing cattle, and abducting for ransom, but they have lately targeted schools and colleges. The federal debt limit is on the mind of U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters Wednesday night after a town hall in Cincinnati, Ohio, he said the debt limit is just one of the budget issues that Congress will have to resolve in the coming months.
There are going to be a couple of very difficult decisions that are going to have to be made to get through the end of the year. One of them is the debt limit and extending the debt. So I don't have an answer for you, but I hope we can get by it.
For more on these other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union reiterated Thursday the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline between Russia and Germany was, quote, not of common EU interest, end quote, but will discuss a deal between the U.S. and Germany agreed to this week. A commission spokesperson told a regular commission briefing, quote, we will discuss this with EU states and our neighbors, including Ukraine, end quote. This after Washington and Berlin pledged to mitigate the security threat posed by the pipeline. The deal will allow the completion of the controversial Russian gas pipeline to Europe without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. It's intended to address U.S. and Eastern and Central European concerns about Russia using the pipeline as a political weapon. German Chancellor Angela Merkel praised Turkey Thursday for hosting large numbers of Syrian refugees as part of an agreement with the European Union and said she wanted close relations with Ankara, but did not anticipate Turkish membership of the EU. She told a news conference, quote, Turkey is doing an outstanding job of taking care of Syrian refugees, end quote, adding she'd like to see the agreement on migrants and refugees with Turkey continue. So far, 33 deaths have been reported across Henan province in China from floods, but the number is expected to rise as storms subside and rescue operations continue across a heavily populated area where communications have been severely disrupted. The once affluent central Chinese town of Mihe was still in shock Thursday as residents turned to food handouts after the record-breaking storms. Devastated locals surveyed damage of homes and ruins, pulverized roads, and a sea of mud coating cars. Many had barely eaten for days with water, electricity, and phone signal cut off. The World Health Organization says new infections with the coronavirus are inevitable at the Olympics and Paralympics in Japan. Health experts in Japan have warned of the Olympics becoming a super spreader event, but WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the pandemic is a test and the world is watching. Many Olympic nations are expected to demonstrate their support for gender equality and racial justice Friday night with their selections of athletes to carry flags at the opening ceremony. Gold medal rower Mohamed Sibihi will be the first Muslim to carry the British flag at the Games alongside sailor Hannah Mills. Aussies Kate Campbell and Patty Mills are both attending their fourth Olympics. Mills, a basketball player for the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA, will be the first Indigenous Australian selected to carry the flag for the opening ceremony.